know no other name, no other name. I 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 know. There is none more able, Christ our Savior, great and glorious. There is no one higher, no one greater, no one like our God. There is none more able, Christ our Savior, great and glorious. There is no one higher, no one greater, no one like our God. There is none more able, Christ our Savior, great and glorious. Be exalted, be exalted, higher and higher. Be exalted, be exalted, be exalted, higher and higher. There is no one higher, no one greater, no one like our God. There is none more able, Christ our Savior, great and glorious. There is no one higher, no one greater, no one like our God. There is none more able, Christ our Savior, great and glorious. There is no one higher, no one greater, no one like our God. There is none more able, Christ our Savior, great and glorious. Lord, we stand amazed in your presence, astounded by your mercy and love. Our hands are lifted high in surrender. Your grace for me is always enough.
Atmosphere is set on a Wednesday night midweek Bible study. God, the presence of the Lord is surely in this place right now. Surely this is a place where miracles can happen on a Wednesday night. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, it is so good to be in the house of the Lord, to feel what I feel here tonight. Wow. You can't get this anywhere else. You can't get this in any other arena. You can't get this in Monday Night Football or Thursday Night Football. They don't have it at the United Center. It's right here.
Praise the Lord.
At this time, we're going to take this evening's offering. We're going to have Brother Mike standing back as we have him do. Let's pray for the offering at this time. In Jesus' name, I thank you, Lord, that we are together, gathered in your house in your name, Lord. I pray, Lord, you bless this offering. Bless every faithful and cheerful giver tonight and those given by faith. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah, what a mighty God, what an awesome God. Oh Lord, you are. Hallelujah, what a great God you are. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, what a mighty God, what an awesome God. Oh, Lord, you are. Hallelujah, what a great God you are. Hallelujah, what a mighty God, what an awesome God. Oh, Lord, you are. Hallelujah, what a great God you are. Lord, you are marvelous, you're glorious, wonderful to me. Oh, what a great God you are. Lord, you are marvelous, you're glorious, wonderful to me. Oh, what a great God you are. Hallelujah, what a mighty God, what an awesome God. Oh, Lord, you are. Hallelujah, what a great God you are. Hallelujah, what a mighty God, what an awesome God. Oh, Lord, you are. Hallelujah, what a great God you are. Lord, you are marvelous, you're glorious, wonderful to me. Oh, what a great God you are. Lord, you are marvelous, you're glorious, wonderful to me. Oh, what a great God you are. Hallelujah, what a mighty God, what an awesome God. Oh, Lord, you are. Hallelujah, what a great God you are. Hallelujah, what a mighty God, what an awesome God. Oh, Lord, you are. Hallelujah, what a great God you are. Oh, for the nations, Father of every generation, people everywhere, stand and declare, He's a mighty God, a mighty God. Oh, for the nations, Father of every generation, people everywhere, stand and declare, He's a mighty God, a mighty God. Oh, for the nations, Father of every generation, people everywhere, stand and declare, He's a mighty God. Hallelujah, what a mighty God, what an awesome God. Oh, Lord, you are. Hallelujah, what a great God you are. Hallelujah, what a mighty God, what an awesome God. Oh, Lord, you are. Hallelujah, what a great God you are. Hallelujah, what a mighty God, what an awesome God. Oh, Lord, you are. Hallelujah, what a great God you are.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I like what I feel in the house of the Lord tonight. If you could just remain standing for another moment. I don't want to wait any longer. We got the Paces here tonight. We've been anticipating them for the past couple weeks, knowing that they were going to be here. It wasn't too long ago. They were youth ministers at Brother Brosom's church and a Section 10 youth leader in Joliet. And now they're missionaries to Austria. I'm so looking forward to what God has laid upon Brother Pace. Will you give him a hand this evening as he comes?
Well, praise the Lord, everybody. Oh, that sounds good. Come on, we ought to fill this place with praise tonight. Oh, wish somebody would lift up your voice and shout unto the Lord. Oh, shout for the goodness of our God. Oh, we feel you in this place, Jesus. We honor your name. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise God. Somebody shout glory. Ah, that sounds good. That's a shout of praise to our God.
Yes.
The one that we know, the one that we worship, and the one that we're singing to tonight.
Thank you, Lord.
One more time, let's put our hands together. Ah, we know who he is. He is a mighty God. Come on, somebody. He is a mighty God. Oh, so worthy in this house. We praise you, Lord. Amen, amen. I wish it sounds good in this place. I hope that hopefully you guys are used to the acoustics in this house. Whenever right now my voice, it just sounds so big and just booming in this. I wish that we could open up the windows and that same voice would carry out through this city, that everybody would know and find out again and again that he is a mighty God and there's nothing that he cannot do. One more time, put your hands together. Hallelujah. And I do. I join my voice. I feel a witness of his presence here tonight.
Amen.
And don't ask me how that happened. We're so unworthy of the continual presence and visitation of God. But yet somehow he managed to, every time two or three are gathered together in his name, there he is in the midst. And whenever we begin to lift up his name like clockwork, the presence of God inhabits the praises of his people. Oh, on a Wednesday evening. Hallelujah. Praise God. And that's good news for us, because I know this, wherever the Bible says, wherever the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. Liberty to set us free again and again and again, and to do wonderful works that only a mighty God could do. I'm expecting the Lord to do wonderful works in this place here tonight, aren't you? Will you join your faith with me and let's believe God for great things tonight? Amen, amen. God bless you, wonderful people. You may be seated. I'd like to ask my wife to come. And yes, it is good to be back in Chicagoland, driving up 65 and going through 80 and just being re-familiarized with the city. It just brings back so many lovely memories of all the churches that are here, the people that are here, and the great work that God is continuing to do in the Chicagoland region. Do you still love to live here? All right, well, take it from me. We have traveled to almost every state in North America, and I still say that there is no city like Chicago. It is a beautiful city, and I know that you know that. Otherwise, you would move. But you're still here. Amen. Well, yes, we are missionaries to Austria, and God is doing incredible things around the world and also in Austria. And I've asked my wife to come, and she's going to greet us and tell us a little bit about what the Lord is doing in Western Europe. Would you put your hands together and welcome Sister Pace?
And praise the Lord, everyone. Now, both of our children were born in Naperville at Edward Hospital, and praise God. And so when we were driving into the area tonight, my husband said to our girl who's 9, does it feel good to be home? And she said, oh, yes. I can breathe so deep. It's kind of incredible. But I hope you feel that way when you come into the presence of the Lord. Amen. It's just an opportunity to just breathe deep. Amen. You can just be throughout life, and it makes you just hurry through, and sometimes you just get through on shortened breaths. When we come into the presence of the Lord, we just have an opportunity to breathe deep. Amen, and I'm thankful for that. We do bring you greetings tonight from the Church of Acts in Vienna, Austria. Now, I spoke with a young man who had visited there, and so you guys probably have already heard some of the incredible things that are going on. But if you were there for very long, you probably were greeted with Preis dem Herrn. Amen, praise the Lord. And God is doing incredible things. He's doing things in Europe that people have prayed for hundreds of years to take place. And it seems like just overnight that the power of the Holy Ghost has just kind of swept over that area, and incredible things are happening. We were privileged to spend an entire year in the city of Vienna that kind of straddled the calendar years of 2014 and 15. And we were witness to 30 brand new people filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost in the city of Vienna for the very first time. Amen. It was incredible. To give you a little bit of perspective, Austria is a nation of 8.5 million people. And we have one United Pentecostal Church in all of Austria, and it sits in the city of Vienna. And Vienna is a little over 2.5 million people, very international city, much like Chicago. And the Church of Acts represents its city very well because God has given us very many cultures in that church. And I'm thankful because it's a word picture for us, because the prophet Joel would say this: "In the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh." And that's what we're watching him do. Amen. You can read the newspaper and become really afraid at the end times. And how many know we're living in the last of the last days? And yes, it does cause anxiety and it might cause fear of the unknown. But our times were coupled with a beautiful promise that as we approach the coming of the Lord, that he's going to continue to pour out his spirit on all flesh. Amen. And I'm thankful today that he's given us that promise, because I know he's not a God that can lie. And so we're watching him do that. By the end of that calendar year, when we would return to begin deputation, the report would come back that 50 had actually received the baptism of the Holy Ghost in 2015. 2016 would see more than 100 filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and baptized in Jesus' name in that city. Amen. I'm thankful because God is continuing to do what he said he would do. Just in June and July of this year, 19 were baptized in Jesus' name and 22 were filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost in the city of Vienna. Amen. Because it's something that only he can do. Amen. And I'm thankful for that. Our young people were privileged to be a part of the German-speaking nations youth camp. And the German-speaking nations are Switzerland, Liechtenstein, Austria, and Germany. And 107 campers attended that youth camp. And it was absolutely incredible because 17 of them went home with the baptism of the Holy Ghost for the very first time. Amen. And some of the young people that you met probably at the Church of Acts came home so on fire that they prayed five through to the Holy Ghost and baptized six in Jesus' name the Sunday after youth camp. Amen. Because God is doing something incredible. And when he said he would pour out his spirit on all flesh, it wasn't just different nationalities and different races, but it was different ages and different strengths. But God is continuing to do what he said he would do. So our greatest job description is to get people who need him together in one place, people of all races, all nationalities, all ages, all tongues, so that he can keep on doing what he promised that he would do. So that's what we're anxious to do when we get back, is to be able to disciple those that have been filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and to send them out so that the church isn't just represented in the city of Vienna, but that Innsbruck would know and that Feldkirch would know and the rest of Austria could know and experience this great power from on high that he promised to all who call on him. And I'm thankful today to be a part of what he is doing in this last hour, because I know he could do so many things all by himself, but he's allowed us to be a part of what he's doing. And I'm excited to be a part of his kingdom in this hour, because it's moving forward. Amen. Thank you so much for allowing us to be here tonight. God bless you in Jesus' name.
Praise God. Amen. Don't you like to hear a good report? Amen. I'm glad that I'm in the kingdom. And there's never been a time like this. The Lord is doing incredible things around this world. And it looks like you guys got your work cut out for you in Chicago as well. But I know that the things that the Lord has in store for Chicago. Who knows what the Lord is going to do through you, me, and all of us to get right smack dab in the middle of God's plan for this time. Brother Day, I see you right there. God bless you, brother. I recognize you. You look good. Amen. Right smack dab in the middle of the things of God, doing the will of God, positioned for such a time as this, to watch the Lord open up doors that only he can open up and just keep them propped open. Come on, brother. That's faith right there. Hallelujah. And we'd love to stay in Chicago, but we've left once, and I'm not going to do that again. So we're 95% done. We need 15 partners. If you've never partnered with a missionary, it's actually very easy. You just get one of these forms, fill it out, give it back to us, and you can do that for as little as $25 a month, which I know that's a sacrifice, but it's a sacrifice well worth it. Because, folks, we're a part of something great. Whatever we're going to do, we got to do it today. Because Jesus said that the night's coming where nobody can work. Amen, amen. I want to work my best today. Let's all stand together. And let's turn quickly to the book of 2 Corinthians, the 3rd chapter, in the 18th verse. And as you're turning there, I want to say it's also good to see Brother and Sister Davis. Long-term, we've always known them. We've seen them from a distance, and they've been working throughout our lives, 20 years now. We've been associated with them, and it's good to see you as well. It's also good to see Sister Wells. And I don't know where your husband's at, but I'm sure he's doing fine as well. We were leaving Chicago as you were coming in. And I remember, I think that it was a youth rally that we were leaving, and you guys, it was the first time I met you. So it's like high and by. Amen. But it's good to see that good things are happening here in this beautiful city that I've worked in many times over the 10 years that we were here. Amen. This is what we're going to do. It's 7:30. We're going to preach quick. I already feel the liberty of the Holy Ghost here tonight. I feel the presence of the Lord helping us out and breathing into our souls and our body. We're going to preach. We're going to get out of the way as quickly as possible. I'm going to preach short so it'll give us some time to pray. Does that sound good? We're going to open up these altars. Every single last one of us are going to come down, all of us that can. We're going to come down. We're going to throw up our hands. We're going to close our eyes. And the Lord's going to finish what He's already started in this house tonight. Do you believe that? Brothers and sisters, fellow Christians who love the Lord more than anything else in this world, we'd give anything for the Lord Jesus Christ and His kingdom, because it's that important. It's that lovely to us. We eat it. We drink it. Hallelujah. Praise God. I feel good in the Holy Ghost here. Well, let's turn quickly. 2 Corinthians, the 3rd chapter and the 18th verse. We're only going to read one verse of Scripture. Paul says this, speaking of our reality. He says, but we all, everybody said all. All, that's everybody. Everybody who's repented of their sins. Everybody whose sins have been washed away in water baptism. Everybody that's been filled with the Holy Ghost. Everybody that loves the Lord, that's trying their best to stay inside of a covenant relationship with God. Hallelujah. Somebody said amen. But we all, I like that. It doesn't say just a few, but it says all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord. We're beholding tonight the glory of the Lord. That's where we're situated right now. Whenever we sing those songs, we only sang two. We only sang two songs. It didn't take long to already feel the atmosphere change. And right now, the anointing that we feel in this house is the glory of the Lord. Hallelujah. We all beholding the glory of the Lord. Now, we don't just look at it and nothing happens. But we are changed into, now watch this now, the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. Dear friends, that's good news to me, because I stored. That's the past present tense of stare. I'm in way too much in German lessons. 5 years of German got me so mixed up, I could barely speak English anymore. But we have stared into the glory of the Lord, and something has happened to you. It's happened to you. It's happened to me. It's happened to you, sister. It's happened to all of us. We have been steadily changing into something that's above us, into something that's high in the heavens, that has come down to this earth in Sandwich, Illinois. We have partooken of something, and it has had a lasting impact upon us. And it has that impact tonight, and it will have that impact tomorrow. Would you put your Bibles down? Come on, let's throw up our hands. Let's pray a prayer right now. Let's pray a prayer over the next 20 minutes. Let's pray a prayer over this next few moments that we have. Brothers and sisters, let's let go of all preconceived ideas and forget about yesterday and forget about tomorrow and just allow the Spirit of God to escort us into great things tonight, to escort us into wonderful places where we can feel the mighty touch of God. And if that verse is right, to be changed even tonight, to stare long into the presence of Almighty God and leave this place with such a lasting impact that we can take another step and live another day in the perfect plan of God. Oh, anybody feel like doing that? Come on, to see the perfect will of God accomplished yet again in my life tomorrow and next week. And let's put our hands together. Let's love the Lord. Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. It feels good to be in the house of the Lord tonight. If you do not have the Holy Ghost, you might not have any idea what the Holy Ghost is. But I believe that you're going to be filled with the Holy Ghost tonight. It's one of the easiest things in the world to receive, really, when you compare it to what the benefit is. In order to get a job in Chicago, you got to like pay somebody off. Come on now. Come on now. If I say that somewhere else, I'd get in trouble, but I know what it's like here. I lived 6 months here, and the first 6 months, I was just blown away. And then I just kind of got used to it, and I was like, okay, well, I'm just going to have to start paying. come on, hallelujah. And if you've already got the Holy Ghost, but let's say it's been a while, I say let's get it again. If that verse is true, I want to be changed again. I don't know what I'm going to be changed into, but I know it's going to be something good and pure and holy and righteous and something that can help out me a lot. Hallelujah. Let's be seated. Go ahead and keep that scripture up there if we can. We won't deviate far from there. I like what that says. That says we all. Paul is saying, hey man, if you're in the church, if you're in this kingdom, all of us together, there is some benefits to be derived. There's some perks in this thing. We don't come to this building just to sit in a, actually, you guys have beautiful chairs. You guys could probably sell these for a lot of money. These circular pews, I've noticed, go for a lot. But you don't want to sell them because they're too pretty. But we don't come here just to sit in this pretty half octagon or whatever this is. There's something greater than this. There's something that is overshadowed. There's something that's overshadowing us right now. It's a presence from above, and it's infiltrated our lives. And Paul says, I don't care who you are. If you're in this thing, if you rub shoulders with these people, if you're in the same boat as all these people, something good is happening to you. Every single last one of you. And this is what I've come to preach today. Over the last 2 days, the Lord has been impressing upon me this simple thought. And so I want to just do my best to deliver it tonight. That if you're in this thing, you are being changed. You are growing every single day throughout the night. Throughout the night, you're being changed. Through the night, things are happening to you. And last night, I don't really say this much. It doesn't really happen to me much. It happens to her all the time. I've had like 2 spiritual dreams my entire life. But last night, I think just to kind of get the point across, I had a dream last night, just a wonderful dream. It wasn't spooky. It was just about revival. It was about revival in Europe. I just saw a bunch of people getting the Holy Ghost, and people that I knew were standing right next to me, and they were helping me out. Woo! Come on now. What I'm trying to say is that if you're in this thing, even in the nighttime, you're growing. Even in the nighttime, your roots are penetrating new soil. Even in the middle of the night, you're growing. You might not even know it, but somehow the Lord is communicating and doing a work in you. Let's say it together. All. That's not just the ones that sit on the front row. Good thing there's only one person. But it's for everybody. It's for everybody. You might not have enough strength to make it down to the front, but that's all right, because Paul says that if you're in this thing, every single one of us, every time we get together and we sing a spiritual song, that's what Paul says. He says, whenever you guys get together, somebody has a spiritual song. Somebody has a tongue, sister. Come on. Somebody has a word of knowledge. All right, that's good. That's how you do it. Hallelujah. Come on, somebody. See, we're growing in the Lord. I wish somebody would take a step of faith out tonight and say, you know what? Well, if the Lord wants to grow me, well, then I'll grow a little bit. I want to stretch forth a few new limbs. I want to allow a few new leaves to sprout where there seems to be no place for sprouting. And don't let the fall season disrupt you as well. I know that in the winter time it says, but the biologists, they say that plants don't grow. They say that it gets so cold that the leaves fall off. And if the leaves fall off, then you can't have photosynthesis. That's the first time I used that word since grade school. Hallelujah. I knew I was taking that biology course for a reason. Photosynthesis. Yeah, see, you can tell I don't say much. Whenever those leaves fall off that tree, according to nature, can't grow. The soil gets so cold that it can't even get water. And those trees, they go into a state of dormancy. They're like sleeping. But that's not how it is in this thing. That's not how it is in the church of the living God. And by the way, our God's still alive today, just like he was that day that he busted out the tomb and rose the third day. Same glory and power is present in this place. Hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Don't worry about the fall. Don't worry, because whenever it gets winter time, the sun goes down so low that there's not even enough sun to facilitate growth. But in this thing, the sun is always on. Sun's always shining. What I'm trying to say is that even in the darkest moment, just a moment, I think that that's what's trying to be communicated here tonight. In a moment, there's all kinds of stages of life, but you don't have to worry when the fall comes. You don't have to worry when the winter comes, because you're not like everybody else. Paul says, we all, not all. Hallelujah. Come on. We all, those that know the Lord Jesus and lift up holy hands on a Wednesday night and sing songs unto the Lord, and don't just do it here, but on Thursday morning as well. Whenever the sun would go down for other people, our sun is still right in the center, 12 o'clock noon. Come on, in him we live and move and have our being on Thursday morning and Thursday afternoon. And don't even get me started about the water, because the water gets all frozen whenever it comes wintertime. But that, we don't got no problem with that. Jesus said, it shall be in you a well of living water. There's Sister Davis, it just keeps on springing up. Day after day after day, you can go through literal hell that would crush other people. But Paul says, no. Something happens to us. We all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord. Let's lift up our hands right now. Come on, let's lift them as high as we can. Let's just love the Lord. Let's love the Lord with everything we got. Come on, that's okay. I wish somebody would join this lady right here and begin to pray in tongues. Let the Holy Ghost break forth inside of you. Come on, our God is alive and well. We don't need to fear. We don't need to fear the inclement weather. We got a God that's an ever-present help in time of trouble. We're going to sink our roots yet deeper. We're going to go yet deeper to find new depths in the Lord, new strength to make it through tomorrow. Oh, praise God, praise God. Beholding the glory of the Lord are changed. Are changed into the same image. Can you believe that? Can you believe that men and women like you, like me, just ordinary people, would come into the presence of God so much? And let me just say this. Sometimes we can be, especially if you lived in this thing a long time. I've had the Holy Ghost been right with God, let's say, for about 20 years. And let me say, over that 20 years, that's a lot of ups and downs. And you know, over time you can look back, and I don't know what your perception is, but the Lord impressed upon me to say, you don't worry about it, because when you're in this thing, you're growing. When you're in this thing, you're growing. Now, I'll leave the rest to Pastor, because there are some certain parameters to that. But I know this, if you're coming faithfully, if you're here on a Wednesday night, and if you would wake up in the morning and say, yes, Jesus, I want to serve you today and love you. Let me say what, you're growing. You're growing. There's things that you know today that you did not know yesterday. Come on, you're growing, and you're not just turning into some sort of Francis Assisi. You guys know who that is? That's some sort of saint. You're not just turning into something like that. You're turning into the mighty God, the righteous King of Kings. It's getting ready to crack that eastern sky. We're going to see him over Lake Michigan. He's going to just kind of appear over Lake Michigan. You're going to see his outline, as it were. I'm just kind of making this up. I don't know, but I think he's going to come in the eastern sky. You're going to see him appear over Lake Michigan. Come on. We're going to see the mighty God that we love and adore and serve. And by the way, some of y'all are starting to look just like him. Some of y'all are starting to look just like him as you grow in the mercy and the power of God. And if you don't believe me, if any of you guys are on Facebook, forget Facebook, pull out one of those old-fashioned family photos. What are those called? Where they got the families, the photos in them. The album, you guys still have those? Or did Facebook just destroy the whole world? There's nothing left except a cell phone. You go into the house, that's the only thing there. You sit on it. Come on, you look through one of those family photo albums. You look through one of those family photo albums and you'll see how much you've grown. You'll see how the glory of the Lord has somehow, I don't know how it does it, but isn't that what Paul says? He says, change into the same image from glory to glory. Oh, I don't know how it happened, but it's by the Spirit of the Lord. You look back and you say, my God, you know what? Lord, you've really done a work in me. Lord, you've given me grace and mercy enough to make it through again. And my arms are stronger and my heart's deeper. I can love better now than I used to be able to love. I can care better now than I used to be able to care. I can walk by... Come on, I can walk by faith now where I used to have a little bit of difficulties, but now I can just march through incredible things because I've grown, I've changed, I'm on the move, I'm advancing towards deep and wonderful things of God. Let's clap our hands unto the Lord. Come on, let's love him. Oh, let's love him. I feel changed settling into this place right now. I feel change. I feel growth yet again. I don't care how many seasons you've been through. I don't care how many times those roots have stretched and tried to break new ground. I'm here to tell you that there's another season of growth. And don't look around. Don't try to figure out whether or not it's a season. Just know it's always the season. It's always the season because our sun is there and our strength is there day in and day out. Don't you love the Lord? I'm glad for it. I'm glad that the Lord has changed me, and I'm glad that the Lord continues to change me. I know I got a long way to go, and I can't wait. It's like just a renewed sense of optimism. I can't wait for tomorrow. And I'm going to somehow get a hold of something that's going to help me out yet more. I've seen what the Lord has done, and I want more of it. Amen. You see the same thing in Europe as well. And you cannot get discouraged about the pace of progress as well. Because the Lord grows, and you might not even know you're growing, but you're growing. Sometimes you're growing fast, sometimes you're growing everything in between. There was a man that came into our church there in Vienna. He got the Holy Ghost. And I'm telling you what, man, I mean overnight.
Oh, don't you love these? Overnight. I mean, if Pastor Wells was here, he wouldn't have, if this man was here, you wouldn't have to worry about, actually, this carpet's very clean. So whoever's doing the carpet's doing a wonderful job. But I've been in church before where I've seen a couple specks. But if he was here, you wouldn't have to worry about vacuuming because he'd do that. And you wouldn't have, no, we were talking about the rotunda up here. This is a beautiful church, actually. You got a rotunda up there. We were talking about having to clean up there. Nobody wants to get up there. That's so high. You wouldn't have to worry about that because that man would be there. Because he was changed. Changed. He wanted to do everything. But we watched as his wife came in, and I was glad that she was there. But she would come in, she'd sit on the back row. For 3 years, she sat on the back row. And she never once came down, sister. She never once came down and threw up her hands like everybody else. But there on the back row, you could just tell she was looking. She had one of those slanty-eyed looks. Oh, hallelujah. But the Lord was working. Somebody was changing on the inside. You couldn't see it, but there was water coming up, and it was bringing nutrients to her soul. You couldn't tell it. And there out of the blue on a Sunday morning, the power of God was there just like it is here tonight. As God is my witness, that girl shot up from her chair, marched right down here to this front, stubbed her toe right here, lifted up her hands, and just cried out, "I want the Holy Ghost." Let me tell you what, before I or anybody else could get there and lay hands on, I was going for your forehead, actually. That's all right. Put your hand down. Before anybody could lay hands on her forehead, that girl threw up her hands, and she began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit of God came down. Come on, I'm talking about change. I'm talking about you can't get with Jesus for very long without the change of the Almighty God seeping into your mind and seep anybody glad for this and seeping into your heart. And don't let anybody tell you, because if they're honest with you, every time you walk into the Starbucks or the Hardee's, it don't matter. They even got Hardee's here. I can't. Okay. The back. That's good. Every time you walk into Hardee's, don't think that you're walking in like everybody else. Dear child of God, you better believe that whenever you walk in, something's changing. You might not be able to tell it, but something's changing because you're light. What's it say? Our faces, like we're just looking in a mirror, and the glory of the Lord just radiates. It's reflecting off of us. Come on, is anybody glad that the Lord has changed and is changing your life? I don't know about you, but I don't want to spend one more night in darkness. I don't want to spend one more day outside of the things of God. I want to be as close as humanly possible, and I want the Lord to change me yet again today. That girl threw up her hands, and bam, the Holy Ghost. You see, now there's two things. There's a fast change, and then there's a long change. We could have sat there and just fretted about it, but I cannot get worried about the pace of progress sometimes. Who knows what it is? But I do take confidence. I know. I don't care what day it is. I don't care what's out there. I know that there's a change that's taken place. I'm so confident in God to love us. Talked to some man at the gas station on the way here, and he was just going on about the love of God. I said, "Yes, sir." I said, we were talking about some differences we had, of course. And I said, "You know what? We got some differences, but we sure do believe in the love of God, don't we? We know, we got confidence in that there's a Lord that just keeps on working, just trying to set it up and just move it so that something incredible can happen. And he loves whenever it happens. Reminding, there was a man that came in to our city there in Vienna, a retired minister from Canada. He came into Vienna. And, dear friends, whenever you're in this and you're changing, apparently there is no retirement. Apparently, to the very last day that you live, you'll be affecting change somehow, somewhere. That man said, "Well, what do I do now?" He says, "Well, I don't know any German, but I've always wanted to help out." He just got up, just showed up, didn't know any German at all. He woke up one Saturday morning and prayed a prayer and said, "Lord God, I got confidence." You see, this is what I've come to tell us today. You always have confidence that the Lord is changing. You might not be able to see it. I don't know. Maybe you can see it. But either way, he's changing, and it's a change for the good. Always. It's always progression. It's always better. It's always more righteous. It's always more holy. It's always more love. He woke up and said, you know what? I think the Lord's changing something in this city. I got one church, got millions of people. I think the Lord's working here. Got this way. He got on a tram. No, nobody has cars there. Got on a tram, got lost, got spun around, got turned around about halfway through the day. He just sat down. He was so exhausted. He turned to this guy right here in a German-speaking city, turned to this man right here and said, boy, am I tired. This man in perfect English said, me too. Come on now. Now, I know it's a big city, and I know, I mean, in Chicago, you could probably run about every language under the sun. But when you got confidence that God is always working, he's always changing, and always it's always a betterment. He's always got a plan. 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 That man said, oh, I think the Lord's up to something. Started talking to that guy. Started loving that guy. He probably wouldn't love that guy 30 years ago, but he loved him that day. He spent that whole day with him. The whole day, he just wiped off his whole calendar. He just spent the day with him, just loving him and talking to him and just being kind to him. At the end of the day, he said, won't you come to church with me? I got a place you'd fit right in. That man came in. He sat down right here, came down to the altar, the first service. He didn't get the Holy Ghost. I was surprised. But he came down. I talked to him after service, and he said, Pastor Pace, he says, I love this place. I said, hallelujah. Now think about it. We are seated in heavenly places. If you're not used to this and you come in, this man was an agnostic. You got a couple of those in Chicago. He was an atheist. You name it. But he walked in the presence of God and he says, I like it here. He says, I'm not leaving. And I said, okay. He said, no, I'm not leaving. I said, we don't got a shower, man. I think that's illegal. You can't stay the night here, but man, don't worry about it. You come back next Sunday. There's more for this way where it came from. I said, come back next Sunday. That man looked me right in the eye and he said, I've never felt so safe in all of my life. What that tells me, man, that we're on to something. It tells me that we got something that's really incredible. God, help me just to materialize it and help me to kind of translate it out into this world. Get it out there somehow. That man said, I'm not leaving. I said, come back next Sunday. He did. He came back next Sunday, the same aisle. He came down here, sir, and he wasn't even trying to get the Holy Ghost. You ever seen somebody try to get the Holy Ghost? Well, he wasn't that. He just stood here and was just looking around. He had his eyes closed. Same thing. I watched the elder reach over and lay hands on him. Boom. The moment that hand touched that forehead, that man began to speak in other tongues. It wasn't English. It wasn't German. It was a heavenly language unto the Lord. It didn't take long. Folks, whenever you're in the presence of Almighty God, we are changed. A man that had no faith all of a sudden had a lot of faith. Come on. A man that couldn't even look the night in the eye left that place saying, oh, I know I got a safe place and I'm carrying it with me. Whenever I step onto the U-Bahn, I got a safe place all around me. I don't have to fear the night. I've been changed. Hallelujah. Come on, let's all stand to our feet. Come on, I think I preached long enough. Oh, what I'm talking about is a change, you know. Need we even talk about the future? The Bible says that when the Lord comes back, whenever we do see him, whenever we do finally see the one that we love and adore, the Bible says in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, we all shall be. Oh, think of the change that we right now have. Think about it. Close your eyes just for a moment. Walk amongst those tall trees that are planted in heaven. Oh, just the growth that's going to take place, the glory that's going to surround mere ordinary people. people that work, let's say this, people that work in the west side of Chicago, the western suburbs, people that work just in another incredible city in the United States, ordinary people going about our lives. In a moment, this change thing, folks. What the Lord has in store for us when this corruptible puts on incorruptible and this mortal puts on immortality. Oh, hallelujah. That man left that place. He had had the Holy Ghost, Brother Davis, for 2 days. He didn't have time to go through one of your disciple courses. Didn't have enough time to do that. He went right to his sick mother's bedside. I'm telling you what, man, sometimes you see people that are changed and it just kind of just, the way how they're changed and how they allow the Lord to affect change in them, it kind of just splashes you with cold water. You're like, oh my God, I got to get, come on, Lord, change me like him. Somebody's had the Holy Ghost for 2 days. He walked right to his sick mother's bedside and laid his hands on his sick mother's bedside and said, well, those church people were praying for a healing. I'm going to pray for a healing as well. He didn't even know how to pray. Clueless. He told me later, he said, Pastor Pace, he says, would you believe that as I begin to pray for my mother, he said, I begin to talk in the same language that I did on Sunday. He said, how many times am I going to do this? Oh, come on. It's not a change just for one day or a week or just a season. Come on, man. I plan on being changed for the rest of my life. Throughout eternity, I don't know what the Lord has in store for us, but I want to drink it all. I don't want to miss one thing. Come on, anybody with me? Let's raise our hands right now all across this place. Let's raise our hands. Let's close our eyes. Let's allow the Lord to finish what he has started here in this place tonight. We're getting ready to open up these altars, and the Lord is going to effect some serious change yet again. I've been changed so many times. I can't believe it, but I want yet again. I want to stretch a little bit further. I want to grow out a little bit more. Allow the Lord to deposit into me what I so desperately need for today, for tonight, and for tomorrow. In the name of the Lord, I'm going to ask the ministry to come, Brother Davis to come. I don't know how you guys do it. Sister Wells, Sister Pace, we're going to line up here across the front. Oh, let's lift up our hands. Let's love the Lord one more time. Oh, let's thank the Lord. Let's thank the Lord. Oh, Jesus, we love you. Lord, we love you. Oh, we thank you, Jesus. Praise God. I feel the presence of God. Oh, thank you for what you continue to do in our lives. Thank you, God. While we're standing, let's go ahead and close our eyes. Let's bow our heads. If you're in this place, I'm going to ask us two questions. If you're in this place and you've already got the Holy Ghost, but tonight you feel the Lord. It's like the Bible says that at the scent of water, a tree will shoot forth roots and it'll bud or it'll just go towards it. And today I feel faith in this house. Would you raise a hand right now? Nobody looking around and say, you know what? I've already got the Holy Ghost, but I'm going to grow tonight. Throw it as high as you can. One hand raised, two hand raised, three. And the whole place has got hands raised. Praise God. Go and put your hands down. If you raise your hand, I'm going to ask you to come down here. Don't come down by yourself. Reach across the aisle. Let's bring somebody down. Let's come down quickly. We're going to open up these altars. We're going to pray here in a second. Thank you, wonderful people. Oh, praise God. Looking out, I see so many familiar faces here. Pray 1,000 blessings upon you. This is what we're going to do. We're going to close our eyes here in a second. We're going to raise our hands. We're going to close our eyes. And can you do this? I know how fast-paced Chicago is. It blew me away getting here. I got here and I was like, man, I've been out of this city for a long time. Everybody's running around. Just throw away all the fast pacings for a second. Allow the Lord just to take time and to do a work here tonight. We're going to close our eyes. We're going to forget about everything. Forget about yesterday. Forget about tomorrow. Forget about all of it. We're going to lift up our hands and surrender and expectation. We're going to lift up our heads. We're going to pray a prayer of forgiveness, just asking the Lord, just, you know what, Lord God, prune me up a little bit. Lord, take off those things, Lord God, that are just kind of distracting. I'm going to speak a word of faith, and as soon as I speak a word of faith, every single last one of us, we're going to lift up our voice. We're not going to stop praising God until those rivers of living water are just kind of flowing again. Ah, let it flow. Break up that ground, God. Let those roots, come on, let's lift up our voice. Let's pray. Let's ask God to help us. Let's pray a prayer of repentance right now. Lord Jesus, would you have mercy upon us? Lord God, would you cleanse us one more time? Lord God, would you remove all those things, God, that get in the way of growth? Lord God, bring it to our mind. Bring it to our conscience. All those things, Lord, that stymie, Lord, your presence, Lord, and hinder, no matter, God, the power of God to work in yes yet again. Lord God, it doesn't matter how many years, God, we've been growing. Help us yet again tonight. Come on, let's pray, folks. Let's pray with our hands raised, with our eyes closed. Let's pray a serious prayer. Come on, sir, show us how it's done. Come on, sir, pray a prayer. Pray a prayer that gets a hold of heaven and says, God, I'm ready for change. Yet again, I'm ready for the river to flow again. I'm ready for the well to spring up. Oh, hallelujah. Come on, that's it. I'm getting ready to speak a word of faith. And as soon as I speak a word of faith, we're going to let out a shout that would bust those stained glass windows. Come on, we're going to let out a shout that causes and accelerates growth in our lives and in our families and in this church and in this city. Right now, on the authority of the wonderful word of God, that word that we read tonight, on the power and authority of the name that's above every other name, the name of the Lord Jesus, by the power and authority of the same Spirit that's active in this place here tonight, I command you, receive ye the Holy Ghost. I command you, let those roots grow. I command those buds to just go ahead and blossom forth. Come on, somebody, lift up your voice. Shout unto the Lord. Don't stop shouting until you're talking in tongues. Let's pray. Come on. Let's pray. Let's pray. My minister, come on, let's pray. Let's lay hands. That's it. Don't stop shouting until you're talking in tongues. Don't stop shouting until the Holy Ghost has broken forth. Yes, that's it. Yes, that's it. Show us how it's done, mighty man of God. Yes, do it well. Let's go out there as high as you can. Whenever I lay my hands on you, you lay down your foolish pride and let the Holy Ghost take over. Are you ready? Right now, receive the Holy Ghost. That's it, mighty woman of God. Let the Lord help you tonight. Yes, that's it. Let that river go on. Keep inside your soul. Let it go. Come on, that's it, all across this place. Lord, I'm watching tears roll down cheeks. I'm seeing the Holy Ghost pour forth. That's it, let our faith go. Let God change us yet again. Change us into the man, change us into the woman, change us into the family that we so desperately want to be. Thank you. Come on, that's it. Reach across the way. Let's pray for somebody. Come on. Lay hands on somebody, somebody right now. Oh, they're pushing through some hard soil. Come on, help somebody to push. Help somebody to grow those roots deeper. To tap into something to be changed tonight. Come on, you're praying for somebody who needs change. You're praying for somebody who desperately needs all the help they can get. Come on, let's raise our hands. Let's thank the Lord for what he's doing in this house tonight. Oh, let's thank the Lord for the touch of the Almighty in this place. Oh, I feel strong yet again, Lord. Right now, as you raise your hands, allow the Lord to put a vision inside your heart. Come on, right now, keep them as high as you can. Allow the Lord to put a fresh vision in your heart, a fresh vision for growth, a fresh vision for you, what the Lord wants to do in your life, what the Lord wants to do in your family. Come on, just believe yet again for great things. Let those limbs just push right up into the air as far as they can. Let leaves and fruit and all kinds of wonderful things. Let God deposit those things into your heart right now. Oh, somebody let the Holy Ghost have its way tonight. Come on, that's it. Pray in the Holy Ghost right now. I feel a deep intercession of the Spirit right now. Come on, this is okay. This is us growing yet again. Come on, let's take our time in the Holy Ghost. Just take our time. We don't got no time limits tonight. Come on. Let the Holy Ghost help us. Oh, my God, we need help. Help me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus.
Oh.
praise God. One more time, let's thank the Lord. Hands raised. Let's love him as best as we possibly can. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I feel your presence here tonight. Thank you for helping us, Lord. Thank you for making us strong and teaching us yet again and leading us. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Let's have special prayer. We got some anointing here. If you have a need in your body, if you have a miracle, you need God to touch you, I want you to come forth. We're going to lay hands. We're going to pray. I feel the touch of the Lord here tonight. We're in such a good atmosphere. This is where miracles happen. The Lord just, he loves to be good to us. The love of God. I was praying for somebody in a service recently, and it was an impossible situation for me. I mean, I got to be honest with you. Just one of those things. You believe in God, but you just don't know how it's going to happen. And I felt the love of God. I felt just the love of God just kind of come over me. And just, you know how God just reminds you. And I looked at an impossible situation. And because I felt the love of God, I'm just a personal witness. I felt like it was going to happen. Because I just felt, you know what, in the love of God, that's something I can bank on. Okay, let it be done. We're going to take authority dominion right now. If you need illness or if you need healing in your body, come forth. We got somebody here. We got some oil. Let's lay hands. We're going to pray. Let's stretch forth your hands. Let's believe God. Somebody ought to celebrate tonight. Somebody ought to make some noise tonight. Oh, we do serve a mighty God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise be to the name of the Lord. Anybody else? Come on, while there's faith in the atmosphere. Come on, anybody else have something? Come on, let's believe God. If you got a need tonight, come on, we got the oil. The atmosphere is right. What we got, sir? Come on. come on, one more time. Let's just love the Lord. Let's thank the Lord for what he's done. Oh, yeah, you got tears all over you. Hallelujah. One more time. Come on, let's shout unto the Lord with the voice of triumph. Oh, we're a part of something. We're a part of something. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Leave this place and we just got to understand. We're the most important people. Well, of course, I'm not going to be here tomorrow. But you're the most important people in Sandwich. By far. And we're not talking about foolish pride. It's just what the Lord has done. And man, if you need to, go home and break out those old pictures. Look at your pathetic self 30 years. I'm just kidding. Just look what the Lord has done in your life. Just brought about change. God bless you, wonderful people. One more time, I'm going to turn this over to Pastor. Let's just love the Lord one more time. Hallelujah.
Wow. I just want to say one thing. It was right in the middle of when Brother Pace was preaching. This is not your average Monday or Wednesday night Bible study. There's a breakthrough. Something happened here tonight. There's no question about it. If I were you, I would not leave this place without taking something that I'd be walking out of here with something. I would not walk out of here empty-handed, spiritually speaking. Okay? But as I was sitting there, I believe the Lord spoke something to my spirit. Somebody's been hitting their head against a glass ceiling for a long time. But tonight, somebody's beginning to break through that glass. This isn't your average Wednesday night. There was an expectation that was here tonight. I don't know if you had an expectation before you came here, but expectation was in the house tonight. Expectation comes before the miraculous. Miracles. God has done something in this place. We may not even have seen it yet, but God has done something miraculous here tonight in Jesus' name. Let's thank God for what he's done, even if we have not even seen it yet. Thank you, brother and sister Pace. Yes. Okay. Awesome. That's breakthrough. That's breakthrough. That's awesome. Before we leave tonight, if everybody could raise their hands towards, where's Sister Pace? Can you come up here and stand by your husband? We need to pray for these missionaries before we leave here tonight. If everybody could just raise your hands towards Brother and Sister Pace. We're going to close out this service tonight praying for them because we don't know where they're going to be at in the next service for strength. In Jesus' name, go with Brother and Sister Pace in Jesus' name. Lord, you've taken us to a mountaintop here tonight in Jesus' name, Lord. But Lord, there's times when we got to go in the valleys, Lord. You're the same God in the valleys that you are on the mountaintop here tonight in Jesus' name, Lord. I pray, Lord, for your strength. I pray, Lord, for your coming. I pray, Lord, for a hedge of thorns and protection around Brother and Sister Pace and their family, Lord, in Jesus' name, that they would go from glory to glory and victory to victory after they leave this place here tonight in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Let's give God a clear hand clap of praise and victory. You are dismissed in Jesus' name.